Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business podcast. We'll talk about how to start, grow, and enjoy your coaching business. Plus, we'll dig into the failures and lessons we've learned along the way. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. Hello there. Welcome to this different kind of episode. The theme of today's episode is energy check your offer. Now, when I made up this term, I was pretty excited about it. I really like this idea of energy checking, and especially when we direct it at our offer. So today's episode is a little bit different because I'm actually going to tie it into a free training I'm doing. If you have come to one of my free trainings before, what you know is that we workshop. So we coach, we work through parts of your brain, we create this structure for it, we work. And so I was thinking about on every training I do, there is a part of it where we kind of teach and like train and help your brain think in simpler ways. And then there's the part where we coach, where I ask you questions, your brain answers the questions, right? We give it space, it answers. And then we use that answer to like problem solve for yourself so that you get back into action doing the things that are going to make you money in your business. So teaching is about helping you think in a new way or simplify how you think in a way that makes you like show up to your business a little differently. And coaching helps you just dig right in and understand what's happening and then know what to do with what your brain gives you so that you can get back to work. And so I wanted to use this episode as the teaching part. That way for Thursday on the free training I do on September 21st, if you can join us, the link is in the show notes. If it's post that training, that's okay too. Today's episode will stand alone and teach you how to check your energy. You just won't get the free coaching that goes with it. So the first thing we want to understand is what does it even mean? What does it mean to energy check something? We're going to go with your offer, but just what does it mean to energy check it? I think in business, it's easy to think you're supposed to know what's off, but you're not. And that's why I like this term energy check, because it gives you a place to start exploring, just knowing like something is off and I'm not sure what. And so when we start and look at your offer gives us space to like filter out through a lot of your business, right? When we think about your offer, it is the core of your business. It's what you sell. It's who you speak to, right? Because your offer is made for someone. It encompasses your process. It encompasses what you believe about yourself. It encompasses your thoughts about selling and marketing and money, like all of that can stem in from your offer. So when we look at your energy, how you are feeling about your offer, it gives us access to this like octopus of access of information where it can lead anywhere into your business. And again, when I say energy checking your offer, what I like about this is that you're not supposed to know the answer. It's just this curiosity to go explore. Now, when we use mindset tools, we aren't just curiously exploring for the fun of it, right? Because you're going to run into a lot of stuff. You're going to run into stuff and you're going to, like, if you were making a list of all the stuff you could tweak or clean up, the list would be long. And so how do you know where to focus? When you are checking your energy, you are looking for the things that are stopping you from taking action in your business. They're stopping you from like overflowing with content ideas. They're stopping you from feeling connected to who you help and remembering that you built this offer for those people and that it's your job now. Like this is the game part to just go make sure they know about it. Right? If you're not presenting it to people, if you're not getting consults, if you're not like getting yeses, it's like it's just showing you like, okay, is there something in my energy that needs looked at? And I don't know what it is yet. I'm just willing to go look. And then I'm only looking for the biggest things that when I change the biggest things, it makes going out and doing it easier. Because the reason we have a business is to make money. And so when we look at, when we do this energy check, when we explore our mind, we are looking for the things that stop us from showing up, that stop you from making offers, that stop you from wanting people to hire you. That's what you're looking for. So an energy check is just you looking around in your own self for what's bothering you about your offer. That's it. And I like this mental way of thinking of it, which is like we're always creating, at least this is what I do here, right? You're in this space. And so we're here to create structure for you mentally. So your mind has a framework of thinking to navigate your business, to solve where your mind has an issue, and to get you back in action. So most people don't teach us to think like this, though. So when we open this imaginary door of our offer and we look in, I don't know what you see, but when I hear people talk about it, it's like, sure, maybe there's like a few boxes that are organized, but like the rest of it's kind of messy. And they're not really sure how to navigate the room, and they're kind of overwhelmed when they walk in it. And there's this sense, right, like, oh, there's so much to do. There's these things I want to change. But not this peaceful, systematic way of looking at it. And that's what you build when you build mental structure. Now, why do you want to do an energy check? Let me make sure I tell you that. Because when you have a problem with your offer, it's hard to sell. And remember, that's the point of business, to sell your offer, to make money, to help people that you like, that you created this offer for, to help them use the offer, which in turn, you trade your ability to help them, which hopefully you also really love, with them trading you money. And so if you have an issue with your offer, it's gonna be hard to make that trade. So when I started thinking and planning for this podcast, planning for this training, I started at the end. How do you know your offer checks out energetically? Like if I were gonna do an energy check, what is like really good energy around my offer sound like? And here's the answer. It sounds like you thinking, I feel really good with my offer. And notice how that might feel. You might feel connected. You might feel peaceful, calm, love. What else would you be thinking? You'd be thinking, this offer solves my person's problem. Right? And why would you be thinking this? Because you'd be remembering that your offer is for a person who has a pain, has a problem, something they want to solve. And when you're thinking this, it keeps you presenting and thinking of them instead of like the whole world. So right when you're in a good space with your offer, you're thinking, I feel really good with my offer. You're also thinking, this offer solves my person's pain, their problem. And when you think that, right, you're still thinking, you're still probably feeling connected and calm and present and peaceful. And then another thought you're going to be thinking when you're in a good place with your offer is, I know what I want to do next. And this can be in relation to making some adjustments with your offer. It can be in relation to like changing how you think about your offer. But it could also be in terms of like action you take to make sure people know about your offer. I know what to do next. And then the last thought, right? When we think about doing an energy check and we just know you're in a good place with your offer, you're going to be thinking, I'm eager to go talk about this. I can't wait to tell people about this. Right? You're going to have this feeling of compelled, of connection to the person it's going to help, connection to your offer and the impact it makes, this belief in what's possible when someone uses your offer. But it's a feeling state. No, notice how if you were able to believe these thoughts, you'd be feeling a certain way. And so when we do this energy check, we're actually, if we start from this end space, and let me just say, you can pick anything. You might ask yourself that same question. How will I be thinking about my offer when I know I'm just in a really good place with it? Because notice what I did with these four ways of thinking. They become like lenses. Or let's think of them as doors, right? We walk through the door of your offer And what do we have? We have four extra segments. We're like, oh, I walked into the room of my offer. Oh, what do I see? Oh, I just see this like general contentness with the offer. And notice what could be underneath. When you think the thought, I feel good with my offer, that is going to entail your pricing, your length, who you help, knowing, like feeling like, oh yeah, no, this is specific, but also like, you know, there's lots of people who fit this category. These people really exist. I can't wait to work with them. I know where to find them. I like them. I love what I talk about. I know I can help them with this. I know that, like, I've thought through the possibilities of like what results they can create. I've thought through, right? Like, that's all the stuff that's going to fall into that section. I feel good with my offer. But when there's something there that's amiss, you're going to see stuff like, oh my gosh, you know what? There's these decisions that I haven't made yet. Is this a membership or is this a group? And I know it sounds like if you've been asking yourself those questions, that the simplest answer is that you would just answer them. I know, right? That would be such a logical thing to do. And yet that is not what our brain does. Instead, our brain knows that we need to answer those questions. And instead of answering those questions, it just like rolls them around. It like keeps searching and keep looking and it focuses and does other things. And it's almost like you just like hold it, rolling it around in your fingers. And so when we come in and we do this energy check for your offer, it's like, oh, do I feel good with my offer? And when there's this like niggling of no, you get to ask yourself, why? What's coming up here? And when you let your brain answer, it's gonna tell you really simple things. I need to decide if this is a membership or a group. I keep rolling around this, this, and this, and it's like, I need to just decide. And I need to know why I like that decision so that I stop trying to roll it around. Now, you may not have that vocabulary for it, right? Like, this is the value of being in a space with me, is that I am experienced in how I think about this, and I'm going to help you to shut down these unhelpful patterns. Because very often when I hear a coach's brain, they are never thinking, I need to decide the answer to this. And once I decide, I need to know why I really like that reason, and I need to help come up with my thoughts for it, and I need to have a plan for when my brain tries to get me to entertain it again. And often that plan is a thought that's just as simple as, no, I already decided. I'm sick and tired of like holding these two ideas. That's the one I want to do. Right? So you're going to, when you open this door of your offer, you have these like, they're half doors. So like when we open the door, we can see each area because they're just half doors. And you're like, oh, one of them is, I feel good with my offer. Yes or no? And when the answer is no, you get to explore why. And maybe the other door. Now, notice how I feel good with my offer can actually be like, you could see through all of these. But what I like about separating them out is they help your brain hone in more on where the issues might be. And so without listening to this, you might have walked into your offer and that might have been the only like way you could have seen it, is do I feel good about my offer? And sometimes there's just still too much available. So this next little half door section, we say this offer solves my person's pain. The problems they have, this is what they're looking for. And you let your brain answer, is that true? Do I believe that? What comes up for me when I like look in that area? And it might be that what comes up for you is you're like, oh my gosh, I'm actually not talking to one specific person. I'm accidentally talking to everybody in the whole world. I'm talking to my mom who doesn't want, she's not looking for any of this, right? I'm talking to this hater and they don't want what I sell. And so it gives you that awareness of like, oh, what's the issue here? The next one is like, right, you look in this little half door of, I know what to do next. Is that a yes or a no? How do you feel about that? What's coming up for you when you think that? Because right, when we think about that being the end, the question becomes, what's between me and believing that? And the answer might be as simple as like, I don't know what to do next. And right, sometimes we have to solve that as a thought, which is like, okay, but is that true? Or is your brain just used to giving that thought to you as a habit? What do you know to do next? But we can also look at it in terms of, like, what do you mean by that? I don't know what to do next. Is your offer good? Yes or no? Because if the answer is yes, you're like, yeah, no, I feel good about my offer. Okay. So there's nothing we need to do about your offer. Yep. No. Okay. So then it's just about you going out and telling people. And then your brain will be like, oh yeah, no, I just need to go out and tell people. Okay. Is there anything that's stopping you from doing that? Oh, well, you know, and then your brain will give you an answer. And you're just going to write, this is the part where you get experience from, which is, what is my brain telling me? What do I do with the answer to that question? And in the 6-week sprint, I teach you 3 ways to answer and approach that question, because it's your brain telling you. And often people take the longest route possible and they try and like go buy a copywriting course and they do all this stuff that takes so much time, rather than it being a really quick, simple way that they problem solve their mind. And I give them 3 different ways to do it. And then the 4th category, right? We walked into the room of your offer and there's these 4 sub areas with half doors so we can kind of see out over it. I'm eager to talk about my offer. Yes or no? Why? If you're a no, why not? What comes up? What stops you from being eager to talk about your offer? Is it that you're not sure who you're talking to? Is it that you're thinking they don't want this, right? And that's when you realize, oh my gosh, I'm talking to people who don't want my offer instead of people who do. Is it like, I'm not eager to talk about it because I'm not sure what to talk about? In which case it's like, okay, but like, do you have a process? Do you like, tell me why your offer helps somebody? What problem does it solve for them? Because that gives you all the content you need. When you are thinking about who you help and why they want this offer, even if it's general life coaching, right? Because sometimes when you hear that, you're going to think, oh my gosh, that's because I have to get super specific. You don't. Even general life coaching, it's like, okay, even a general life coach is not talking to everybody in the world. They're talking to a specific person. And like, every coach has the stuff they like to talk about and the stuff they don't like to talk about. Like, I am a business mindset coach because I do not want to talk about weight loss or marriage or infidelity or Facebook ads, or like, I'll coach your mind on Facebook ads, but I don't want to talk about all that other stuff. So even if you were a general life coach, there's someone you want to talk to and there's stuff you want to talk about. And that's the stuff that tells you your content. And so if you look in that little half door of sub area of your offer and you're like, I'm eager to talk about it. No. Why? The answer is what your brain then needs to use. So, energy checking your offer. We're creating this framework of how we think. How will you know you feel great about your offer? What would you be thinking if you were like peaceful and eager to talk about it and just like so in love and connected with it? And I've given you some 4 ideas that you can look through. I feel good about my offer. This offer solves my person's pain. I know what to do next. I'm eager to talk about it. And then you explore why. Not because you're trying to make a list of all the things you could work through. You're just looking for the biggest things that keep you from taking action, showing up to your business, and making offers. That's it. And so energy checking is just helping you hone in on the biggest thing keeping you from what you want to be doing next. That's it. So energy check. It's not about knowing what's wrong. It's about approaching your offer and exploring it in categories and making the categories up, right? Like, you saw how I just did that. I just was like, we have the door of the offer. What's going to be next in the layer? We could have layered what came into that offer in a different category. I could have said, okay, we walk through the door and what are the categories? Well, one of the categories could have been who you help. One of the categories could have been your like pricing and structure. One of the categories could have been your process. One of the categories could have been like specific ways you talk about it. Like, this is the kind of problem they have, and this is how, like, why they want to solve their problems. You can energy check your offer and create any category you want. That is creating structure with your brain. But the simplest thing, right? And this is what I love about coaching, is that if you and I were face to face, even if it was on a Zoom call, even if it was in a group, and we were energy checking your offer, and I asked you, tell me what's coming up about your offer. And I paused, your brain would know the answer. And we wouldn't have to think of it in these subcategories, right? Subcategories and structuring it for us, that's for when we are working on our brain alone. But it's also, I want you to have that way of thinking, because when you coach yourself or someone else coaches you, we're just setting up these like ways of thinking and structured lines so that we aren't like constantly just throwing confetti everywhere and we're like, well, that was nice, but how does it like tie into the objective here? Which is to make money in my business, to sell this offer, and like move through everything else as quickly as possible. So if we're face to face, we're going to work through this so much quicker. But we don't always want to be coached. Now, I hope you do come Thursday. Come, coach with me. But you also want this skill on your own. So go to the show notes, register for the training. I'm going to have a worksheet where I ask you these questions. You can print it out and you can practice this skill of what answer, like what's the question? What answer does my brain give me to energy check my offer? And you can just practice seeing what it brings up. You can practice letting your brain give you an answer and then even just like scanning through it and saying, which one of these is the biggest issue? Because you might be aware of a lot of stuff, but it's like just because you're aware of it doesn't mean it needs addressed. Just because you're aware that your onboarding process could use a little bit of tweaking doesn't mean that's stopping you from talking about it and selling it. Whereas if you are like indecisive on like, well, I started it as this, but then someone said I should do it like that and that I shouldn't do it like this. And so now I'm like frozen in this state of indecision. That's going to stop you from selling your offer. That needs to be cleaned up quickly, right? The longer you don't clean that up, the more your brain is going to start stacking other stuff as like, well, all these are issues too. When it's like, no, my offer was the source. And let's clean that up. Okay. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in for this slightly different episode where I still teach you, but I also encourage you to come and get coaching with me. We're going to coach for free on Thursday, but you should probably always come and coach with me. I have the 6-week sprint where I teach you a process for using your mind. I have 3 very specific processes for your brain, and then we use and test them all with a goal process. And so that one is a live training group thing. And then I have my 6-month study. And that one is more about the vision of your business. And we create more structure for your mind around building that vision for your business. And then there's one-on-one coaching and maybe some digital products coming in the future. So get coaching with me. Let's coach your brain, but start by energy checking your offer. Okay, talk to you next time. Hey, who's your business coach? If you don't have one, I'd be honored to help you grow your coaching business. If your one-on-one coaching offer needs a revamp or built for the first time, I've created a 7-part mini course to help you. You'll nail down who you help, with what, do market research to make sure people actually want to buy it, decide the length of your offer, your price, and even your process to deliver on your offer. Best of all, this mini course is free. Your offer is not what makes you money in your coaching business. It's your beautiful and creative mind. Your offer, though, focuses your attention and builds your confidence selling something you know you can deliver on. Sign up for this free training at ElizabethSalazarCoaching.com. I'll see you over there.